Good afternoon. I hope that wasn't somebody's defibrillator going off. If it is, don't fall out because we'll think it's the Holy Spirit and you'll just lie there and die. So. God so loved the world that he did not give us a smartphone that gave us an alert that Jesus had just shown up or was about to. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So we do pray, O Lord. We just pray that you'd make a way, make a path, that you would cause anything that would cause harm or damage to Selma, Dallas County, to go around, to disappear. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there's this word I was going to share with you, but that's why I was thanking the Lord for being a conversationalist, because I was actually thanking the Lord for being a conversationalist when I was wishing that he had not been one. Because I was going to share this word, and in the midst of it, the Lord changed gears on me and gave me a word that I'm not nearly as, well, I'm not sure I'm ever really prepared for, but I was slightly more. And so, Lord, we just thank you that you're going to communicate what you're going to communicate. I want to talk to you a little bit about hope. So this is going to be a short word, I think. Well, they're all supposed to be, aren't they, at noon? But I think this should actually meet your expectations of what a short word should look like. Scripture says that hope is the anchor of our soul. It also said that hope is the seedbed, the soil, from which faith comes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you don't live in a disposition of hope, you're going to not be able to find, you will have a hard time finding yourself in the moment walking in faith. It's hard to just pull faith up and walk it out. But if you're living in an atmosphere of hope, then faith happens. Again, faith is the substance of things you've already been hoping for. And you know, those of you who've been sitting around long enough hearing people preach, that the biblical word for hope and wish aren't the same thing. The biblical word for hope is a confident expectation directed towards God. A confident expectation. So it's this disposition that's on its tiptoes, always looking for the goodness and the power of God to show up. And when you live in that atmosphere, then faith just comes forth in the moment. The scripture tells us in Romans 15:13 that he's the God of hope. So it's the atmosphere that he lives in. And that if we're in Christ, it's the normal thing that we should walk in. There's a place in Proverbs that says, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. That's not just talking about if I'm hoping in something to happen, and it doesn't happen, my heart will grow sick. That's the way most of us interpret that. What it literally is saying, if you don't live in hope, your heart will grow sick. Hope in general. Okay? And so there's this word the Lord gave me, because I just stayed home. School's closed. The air conditioner upstairs hasn't worked for 2 days. So it's not like 90 degrees outside, but it gets kind of stuffy. So I was just hanging out with the Lord at home. And there was this word that God gave me. Part of it came from someone else who I've never heard of before. But it's this. The scripture says that I can do all things in Christ. That's the literal word, not through, but in. But it means the same thing. But it's talking about my union. I can do all things in Christ who's continually infusing me with his strength. He doesn't strengthen me to have ability. He infuses me with the strength of his ability. So I can do all things in Christ who's continually strengthening me with his strength, infusing me with his strength. That's a great scripture that doesn't use the word hope, but it speaks of hope. When you believe that scripture and you walk in that reality, then you're not going to be hesitant to walk into anything. You're not going to walk into any situation full of self-introspection, navel-gazing as to whether or not you think you're adequate or not for the task. It's irrelevant as to whether you're adequate or not for the task. The only relevancy is he adequate for the task? You can do all things. Or some task in front of you, just some assignment. Could involve relationship, it could involve anything that taxes your soul. Well, it doesn't tax his. He's not threatened or feel diminished. You can do all things in Christ, who's continually infusing you into your strength. So this is a statement that I really, God ministered to me. Anything is possible, but this is important. You hear this part, because here's what knocks us out a lot. Anything is possible once you believe that you are worthy in Christ of achieving it. Not anything is possible once you believe you are worthy of achieving it, but anything is possible once you believe that you are worthy in Christ of achieving it. Because what knocks us out a lot is we think that our performance in the past, even could be this morning, somehow disqualifies us from experiencing and manifesting the perpetual deposit of his ability in our lives. And so we don't walk in hope of the impossible. And the impossible not just being what we would call signs and wonders, but just the impossible that I can change. I don't have to react this way, respond this way anymore. Anything is possible once you believe you are worthy in Christ of achieving it. Because I love that scripture. Again, I can do all things. I thought you said it was Christ who did stuff to us. It is. But there's the us part, right? You've heard me say this before. Is it you or is it Christ? Yes. I am crucified with Christ. Okay, I'm gone. Nevertheless, I live. Okay, I'm back. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I'm gone again. But Christ who lives in me. Oh, I'm back again. Oh, it's a different me. It's a me that's one with Christ. And therefore, I am doing this, but it's not really me. It's Christ doing it through me and by me. But if the enemy again, he'll rob you of hope. One, if you simply don't understand Christ is your life, but two, you don't understand who you are in Christ. And the issue of worth, I find, is one of the biggest things. Let me just read this one scripture and then we'll end. I've got a prophetic word for you too. This will be an encouragement to those of you who are going to get a word later to know that we're moving accurately. The word is this: it's going to rain today. Okay? So you can go ahead and calm down because it's a fulfillment of a prophetic word. This is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Joyously giving thanks to the Father who has made us. Who has made us? Past tense, he did it. Who has made us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. He made you worthy by doing what? Placing you in Christ. For you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Not by anything you've done, not because you've earned it, but because he did on your behalf. Therefore, I can walk in the reality that I can do all things in Christ who is continually infusing me with his strength. And my worth isn't the issue. It's my worth in him. And my worth in him before God is his worth before God. Therefore, anything is possible once you believe you're worthy in Christ of achieving it. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen?